Welcome to day number six. We're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav. We have two shorter Mishnayos today. Before we start, I just want to dedicate our learning today and going forward, Le'iloi Nishmas Shoshana Bas Ariel, Rowan's Neshama Shehevan Haliyah, and we should really think about her every time we learn these Mishnayos. So, yesterday's Mishnah ended off with a story of how Rabbi Gamliel acted differently than the way that he passed in the halacha. He told his students that a groom does not have to say Shema on the first night of marriage, and yet he himself did say Shema on the first night of marriage. So today's Mishnah does not continue with the theme of Shema, but recounts similar stories in which Rabbi Gamliel acted differently than the way that he passed in the halacha. Rachatz balayla harishon shemesa ishto. So on the first night following the passing of his wife, he was an avel, he was a mourner, and he bathed in warm water. And the halacha generally by mourners is that there are certain things that they abstain from, that they don't do, that give them particular pleasure, enjoyment. And the purpose of that is to help them really stay focused, to help them tap into, help them feel, help them process the loss they had just experienced. So we stay away from things that give us extra pleasure, and one of those things is bathing in warm water. Instead, they can bathe really in piecemeal the parts of their body that need to be cleansed, and it should be with colder water. And yet, Rabbi Gamliel seemed to bathe normally. He bathed in warm water. So, Amrlo Talmidev, Lo Lamata Rabbeinu She'Avil Asar Derechotz. Didn't you, Rabbi Gamliel, tell us that an avil, a mourner, is not allowed to bathe in warm water, and yet you did, when your wife passed away, you did bathe in warm water. Amr Lahem, Eini Kishar Kol Adam, I'm not like most people, Istinis Ani. I'm particularly sensitive, I'm delicate, right? Most people, bathing in warm water gives them extra pleasure. If you remove the warmth of the water, so it may not be the most comfortable, but it's fine, right? They're able to continue bathing as normal in colder water. And yet for me, if you remove the warmth from the water, or if you limit the way in which I can bathe myself, it's actually painful for me, right? I'm an istinus, I'm sensitive. And halacha never intends that. And I think that's an important thing that Rabbi Gamliel is teaching us generally, that there are times in which halacha asks us to moderate our actions, to not do something, or to specifically do something. And the goal is almost always to get us into a certain mindset, help us feel something, to create an environment that's more conducive to connecting with Hashem or connecting with a particular mitzvah. But the goal is not to cause us pain, right? So in this situation, the goal of the halachas of Avelis is not to cause us pain, but to help us remain focused, to help remove pleasures in our life, to help us remember about what's most important right now and that loss that we experienced. But it's not in order to inflict pain upon us. Halacha never wants to inflict pain. And I think that's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. He's an exception, because if he feels it is painful, then in this situation, the halacha would not apply to him, because that was not the intent of the halacha. We continue now with Mishnah Zayin. Ukshemes Tavi Avdo, when Tavi, his servant, when Rabbi Gamliel's servant died, Tavi was like a legendary figure. The Gemara talks about him in a few stories. He was this faithful servant. He really took care of really everything for Rabbi Gamliel. He was very committed to Rabbi Gamliel's values. So when Tavi, we're going to see that in a moment, when Tavi passed away, Kibel Alav Tanchumen. So there's a particular practice in which after a funeral, all of the people there line up in rows, and the mourners walk through, and people shower them, and a beautiful practice, they shower them with like words of comfort. That's called accepting tanchumen, accepting words of comfort, of condolences. So Rabbi Gamliel did that when Tavi died. He allowed people to do that practice with him. They allowed people to wish him those words of comfort in that particular practice. So Amar lo Tamidiv, his Tamidiv says, Lo lamata Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, Rabbi Gamliel, she'in mikam tanchum al avadim? We don't do that practice for servants, for avadim. Some say that maybe it means literally avadim, maybe they meant that we only do that practice for Jews, and Tavi was an Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish servant. But either way, it seemed it shouldn't have applied to Tavi, and yet you did it for Tavi. Amar lahen, he said, Ein Tavi abdi k'shar kol avadim, a similar language what we said before. He said, Tavi is not like other avadim, right? Kosher haya. He was kosher. He was upright. He was moral. He was good. Right? Some say that he perhaps follows some of the mitzvos. He knew some Torah, but the bottom line is that he was a good person. And I think the idea that Rabbi Gamliel is teaching is that this law of Tanchun is limited not by a particular demographic, but it's limited generally to people who really bring God into the world, who live God's values, who make the world a better place. We do this practice of condolences for those people who really commit themselves to that, right? Basically, and I think the Mishnah is assuming that, I guess, it's assuming that's generally Jews, right? People who have the Torah to guide us, people who live and dedicate their lives to that. But says Rabbi Gamliel, it's not only that, that's generally the category that it applies to, because that's generally true. But it's not always true. If there are people in the world, whether it's an Eved, a non-Jew, who's living beautifully, who's bringing goodness and values and morality into the world, so it absolutely applies to them. I think it's a very a really important message that Rabbi Gamliel is teaching us. Just because we have an extra second here, I'll bring in another parish, another comment or explanation of the Mishnah. Says that what the students were asking him wasn't just about Tavi being an Eved, but there was an extra layer there. They said that even, forget that Tavi's an Eved, usually we only accept condolences, mourners accepting condolences, people who are relatives of the person who died. So forget the fact that Tavi was a servant. Even if he wasn't, you weren't related to Tavi. Rabbi Gamliel, why are you accepting condolences as if you're a relative? And his answer then was saying that, no, usually, it's the reason that it applies to relatives is because the relatives are the ones who feel the pain, right? They were closest to the person. They saw that person most intimately. So they knew the person, and therefore they feel the pain of their loss, and therefore they're the ones who receive our condolences. But someone like Tavi, who was so good in the world, who brought goodness and morality and all of that great stuff that we were just talking about to the world, then really everyone should feel that loss, right? Everyone should almost be like mourners in that situation. And that's the way I feel about Tavi. And therefore, I'm willing to accept condolences. And I think that's an important message when we think about Rowan, who, whether you knew her or not, or whether you were particularly close with her or not, you knew Rowan brought so much goodness into the world. She was just a good person. She brought that beautiful light into the world. And when that light was extinguished earlier today, right, it's not just her family that should be mourning. Really, all of us should be mourning, or we should feel that we ourselves are the mourners and willing to accept that comfort because we feel the loss of that sort of greatness or the lack of greatness a little bit less in the world right now with the passing of Rowan. So again, all of our Mishnah should be the Eloi Nishmasa, and we'll continue tomorrow with Mishnah Ches.